Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Hello and welcome to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com, and today I'm talking with Meg Sullivan. Let me tell you a little bit about Meg. She's a certified Pilates instructor, a certified fitness trainer. She was a former CPA and the head lifestyle design strategist for Enlightened Life. It's the premier health and lifestyle design company for the modern professional woman wanting a better body and a balanced life. Meg was inspired to create Enlightened Life along with her sister and executive wellness expert, Shannon Sullivan, after personally experiencing her own corporate body burnout and identifying effective physical and emotional transformation strategies specifically designed and targeted towards today's professional woman. So I want to welcome you, Meg.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited about this, Angela.
So, Meg, let's just get right into talking about your take on bodies and how we should view them. I think you've got an interesting perspective. Can you share that with us?
Yes, I'd love to. So a lot of the women come to our community because there's this idea of weight and weight loss. And I really try and shift the perspective away from that because I'm a true believer that our body acts as our vehicle that transports us through life. It is there to support us. It's there to move us forward. And it's not something that should be holding us back. And as I said, it's really there to support this experience of life of what we want to have. And a lot of women are frustrated with their bodies, and we need to switch that in order to be fascinated with our bodies. So I want to give you a couple examples of how I view our bodies as our vehicles to move us through life. So the first thing is, I always like to bring up gymnasts, right? I was in gymnastics growing up. I was not near the level of Olympic gymnast, but let's look at the way a gymnast trains her body. So a gymnast does extreme amounts of conditioning and physical work, and all of this is done because she's trying to make her body stronger or more flexible or whatever the case may be so that she can complete and perform these new skills which move her forward. So that work, that working out, let's call it, she's connected to that because it's part of the experience of life that she wants to have. She wants to be able to perform these skills. She's not working out because she wants to get a better butt or better arms or anything like that. That's just not motivating, and we don't stick with it. So I always try to have women think of their body as a vehicle. And when you think of your body as a vehicle that is going to transport you through life, you're so much more connected to the outcome and to the results and to really keeping it healthy. Now, you mentioned this in the bio that I'm a certified Pilates instructor. So one of the other favorite examples that I like to use is really Vidal Sassoon. So Vidal Sassoon was a hairstylist, I mean, very famous, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even the first portion of the 90s, I believe. But his whole thing was that he did Pilates every single morning. And it was not because he wanted to be stronger, or it was not because he wanted these really toned arms. He did Pilates to prepare his body for his work. And his work sometimes entailed being on his feet and doing hair for 14 hours a day at photo shoots, that type of thing. So the way that he took care of his body or his vehicle was directly tied to the experience of life that he wanted to have, or the joy and the passion that he had for his work. It was there to prepare him so that he could really function and perform at that optimum level. And when we think of this way, it shifts. You know, exercise doesn't seem so daunting. And so I ask women always to look at the experience of life that they want to have. And for some women, that may be hiking Machu Picchu or something like that. And if your whole goal is to hike Machu Picchu, then stop worrying about your stretch marks. Let it go. Let's start training the body so that you can hike Machu Picchu. For other women, that is just, it's going for a simple walk with their spouse or with a friend and doing it in a way that's pain-free. Well, let's start addressing that. Let's start training the body so that you can have that experience of life and do it without pain. So when I'm working with women, that's something that I always like to communicate.
Well, that's a very good analogy you use as a vehicle. And I have actually used that as an example in some of the talks I've given, that if you were driving a car that only used diesel fuel, you wouldn't put in, regular gas in it, because it's not optimal. And my focus is more nutrition. So mine is what you're filling your body with. And I see, you know, they're two are very related. That vehicle has different things that it needs to have optimal performance. And yours is focused on the physical, and mine's more focused on the nutritional. But I think you put them together and you really have quite a balance to bringing to the individual. I'm certain you work with women on their individual needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we have different offerings and some offerings are more appropriate for some women, but that's what the case is. We're going to take a look at your lifestyle, what you want to achieve, essentially what you want to accomplish and what you want your experience of life to be. And then we're going to adjust the pieces so that you're working towards just that. And I love that you brought up the part about nutrition, because again, it's that same vehicle, but you know, maybe I look at it very much from the maintenance perspective of how we would take care of that, the physical pieces of the vehicle. You look at it from the perspective of the fuel that we're putting into the vehicle. There's another modality out there that's going to look at it another way. And when you combine all those forces, ultimately what you're doing is you're taking care of that vehicle that is transporting you through life.
Absolutely. As I always like to say, health coaching is a very collaborative experience, and normally if we don't have the right offering for you, that we know someone who does,
right,
and we will be more than happy to connect that person with that right coach. And I think that's what's really important to understand about health coaching. We're not in a competitive field. We're not trying to grab you and keep you from everyone else. We want you to experience all these different modalities.
Absolutely. And I think that it's something really important to point out, because I think, you know, every woman has different needs at a different time, right? And so
exactly. There's
some women out there, they have their movement down pat. They love their movement. They're good with it. And they need that nutritional component. They need to see the fuel that they're putting into your body. And maybe they're going to get that down pat, right? There's always ways that we can improve that. But then maybe the next thing is really, you know, looking at some mental strategies, some biofeedback, something along that nature, looking at some emotional intelligence components. And a fantastic health coach wants the best for their client. And if they're past a point working with them, or if, hey, they could still benefit from our work together, but they need something else more, they're going to help you find that. And they're going to help connect you with the resource that you need for that time in your life.
Exactly. So you speak about a lack of body confidence. Can you explain that?
Yes, yes. So as you said in the bio, we work very much with corporate women and female entrepreneurs, and that's just the component that has really been attracted to us, I think, because we were in corporate for so long and we have firsthand experienced that lifestyle and that burnout. And so we're very familiar with that world. And so when I talk about body confidence, I always like to start with a couple statistics, and these will be particularly relevant to women that are in corporate or female entrepreneurs. But the first one is that 97% of women lack body confidence and will even say hateful things to themselves about their bodies during the day. So 97% of women.
That's an incredible statistic.
It's saddening. It's very disheartening.
It is.
You know, and it ties back into the body as a vehicle. It's not the body. It's what you want your experience of life to be. But so that's the first statistic that I like to share. The second statistic is that confidence is the number one factor in asking for and getting a raise, a promotion, or for a female entrepreneur, actually charging what you're worth, telling the client that this is how much it costs to work with me, whatever, you know, in whatever capacity you do, or this is how much that project's going to cost. And the people on the other side of that table can tell when somebody is confident.
Absolutely.
They pick up that energy. They can tell from your body language, your voice. They can tell whether you're confident in that. Now, the third statistic is that on average, women make 80% of every dollar that a man makes. And that statistic varies a little bit. I've heard 86%, you know, or 86 cents on every dollar. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that women make 80% of every dollar that a man makes. And this is not a conversation about men making more than us. That's not what, not the direction I want to go in. But this is a conversation that 97% of us women are under-indexing our financial potential by 20%. So when you ask me, what is this costing us? I want you to think about that number. And I don't have how many millions or billions of dollars it's costing us, but just to boil it down to your personal experience, I want to ask the audience to think about this. I want you to take a look at your salary or your monthly paycheck right now. And I want you to add 20%. And I want you to think about what you could do with 20% more money. And again, it's not the money. That I'm not talking so much about money. It's the experiences or the opportunities that the money is going to provide you. So think about that for a second. And another way you could think about it is that, you know, keep your salary or your paycheck or your client rates, keep them right where they are right now. But think about working 20% less than you do right now and still making the same amount. And time is not a renewable resource. So what could you do with 20% more time? And really, you could work out, you could relax, you could get rid of some of the overwhelm, you could travel more, you name it. And again, just to be clear, this isn't a money conversation. It's not about just getting a bigger paycheck. It really comes down to it being a personal value conversation. Because when we're getting paid what we're worth, it shows that we value ourselves and that the external is now matching the internal. And as we talked about before, too, with the example of the vehicle, we take care of what we value. So I know that in our community, and I'm sure in your community, Angela, there are a lot of women that want to improve their health. They want to lose weight. But we have to start with that internal psychological structure and really start to value ourselves and make decisions that are aligned with what we know our value to be. And the health and the weight loss truly become a byproduct of those decisions and stepping into an energy where we have a much higher value than we're practicing right now. And so when you ask me what's it costing us, it's really costing us a lot of money. It's costing us a lot of time. It's costing us a lot of energy. And ultimately, it's costing us our health.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought you were going for. And I see exactly the same thing with people I deal with. Before they become clients, it's always, you know, the cost of the program, or I don't have that kind of money, or whatever it is. And I'm thinking, you're putting your priorities in the wrong place.
Right.
Aren't you worth more than something? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about your entire life here. If you don't have health, you don't have wealth. That is everything. So I agree with you on this. People need to look at that valuation on their own life, on their own health, as more important than things, than objects. And you're actually breaking it down to giving people a specific example with that 20%. That's a very specific and something tangible that people can hold on to. I've never heard that before, so I really applaud you for going there and really giving them something concrete to think about and something they can actually visualize. What would that 20% look, both in time and in money? Because ultimately, time is money.
Right.
and you need to value the right things. And for me, I know being coming from corporate myself that you don't have a lot of time. You invest so much of your time in something else for someone else. I mean, unless it's your own business and you're an entrepreneur, but if you invest that time and you have none left for yourself, you really don't have what it takes to give yourself good health, to give yourself that wealth that you need. Because I truly believe it didn't matter how much money I was ever going to make. If I wasn't healthy enough to enjoy the life that went along with it, it did me no good.
Absolutely. Yes. I could not agree more. And the other thing along those same lines, when you start to put value in yourself, I mean, I can give you examples of women from our programs, but where they've taken the step to say, I want something different. And they work with us, you know, in a group program or private coaching, whatever it is. And I can think of three examples right now where that has given them the confidence to go in and ask for the raise or the promotion that they deserved a long time ago, but just have never had the confidence to ask for. And financially, what they get out of that is way more than the cost of a program of working with me.
I agree. Yeah. And so many people don't see that. Some people say, well, when I work with women who are professionals who mainly have nutritional issues that have caused health problems, it's like, I have no more to give of myself because they've right. given so much over that they don't realize you don't have to give everything away. You start right. with giving to yourself. So it's so true. The value in helping yourself far exceeds whatever financial cost you put out, because once you feel better, you're going to say, why didn't I do that before? Why did I wait so long?
Right. Well, and I think too, the body sends us messages. We get these messages that, hey, this is something you need to take care of, whether it's a back pain or whether you're just feeling fatigued or whether, you know, it's internal gut issues. Your body sends you these whispers and gives you the opportunity to start to handle it. And when you don't pay attention to those whispers and you prioritize everything else above that, whether it's work, you know, taking care of everybody else, whatever the case may be, then your body starts to shout. And when you still ignore those shouts, then the body says, okay, I've tried, I'm done. And now you're in a crisis or a trauma situation. Whereas if you had just, you know, like car maintenance, mm-hmm. just taken care of that misaligned wheel at the beginning, you wouldn't be experiencing now the car breakdown where the car is going to be in the shop for 2 weeks. So pay attention to those whispers and realize too that if you don't handle the whispers now, it is going to blow up into a bigger problem. And I don't mean to sound morbid. That's not not the direction I want to go in. I just want to say very rarely with our bodies does something just come out of the blue and completely blindside us.
I agree. And I guess that's why it's true that many successful women go through these struggles. It's for years, even decades, with their health and with their weight. And I'm certain you see that too.
Oh, we see it all the time. And I think it's so much more difficult for women that have it together in so many other areas of their life to understand, how can I be so successful here at my work with what I'm doing in my life and other areas? And yet when it comes to losing weight, I just can't get it together. It's so hard for me. And the truth is that the way that women are taught to lose weight is not designed for us to be successful, especially the modern professional woman. And so maybe it's my numbers background or my CPA background, but I'm going to throw some more statistics at you so that you can understand the impact of this. So the first one is that the average woman goes on 4 to 5 diets a year.
That's insane.
Isn't it? Oh. It's crazy. And over the course of her lifetime, she will have tried 62 diets. Now, these are averages, so I know that they're not everybody, but that means that there's people that are below this average that try less, and that means that there's people that are above. So 62 diets in her lifetime. And here's the kicker. The average woman has a 98% failure rate when it comes to diets. So something that I say is that this country does not have a weight loss problem. It has a weight maintenance problem. And I ask you, if you were in a class at school where 98% of your classmates failed, do you think the problem is you? Or do you think that maybe the material needs to be taught in a different way?
That's an excellent point.
And that's what we're going through. I mean, if you have a car that needs to be repaired and you bring it to the mechanic and he repairs it, and then you have that same issue that you had with the car and it breaks again and you bring it back and he repairs it, and a few weeks later you have the same issue, would you do this three more times throughout the year? Do you think the problem is you, or do you think that maybe the problem is the car or the mechanic? And my guess is that you're not going to keep bringing it back to that same mechanic and spending money and energy doing that. And yet this is exactly what we do when it comes to diets and this diet mentality. And again, if you're sitting in that classroom where 98% of the class has failed, but you don't know that, then you think that the problem is you. And so the diet industry doesn't tell you 98% of the class has failed. So the first thing that we have to understand is really this diet mentality and understand that it doesn't work. That's what it is, 98% failure rate. Diet mentality does not work. A temporary change in habits is not going to yield a long-term or a sustainable solution. It just doesn't. The other thing that goes along with that is that, to bring it back to that classroom example, it has to be taught in a different way. So you have to put the pieces of the formula in the right order. And overwhelm and patching diet and exercise plans together really are the most common reasons why women are frustrated and burned out in this pursuit of a better body and a balanced life, you know, where you're not slaving away at the kitchen eating chicken and broccoli for every single meal. But we've really been taught to do it backwards. We've been taught to focus on diet and exercise in isolation first. And the truth is that you need to have a strong foundation. And so that's something that's really big in the work that we do, is focusing on this foundation. Because when you focus at the foundational level and you create a strong foundation, it supports you in anything that you layer on top of it, which may or may not be a specific way of eating or a specific way of working out. But either way, when you have that foundation, the decisions that you make are more aligned with the experience that you want to have. And so with nearly every woman that comes to us, we start at that foundational level. And I'll give the example of one of my favorite clients. She's fantastic. She's a judge. So this woman has been through law school. She was a very successful attorney. She became elected as a judge, and she's successful, motivated, hardworking. And she still could not master this whole diet thing. And I put diet thing in air quotes. And it frustrated her for decades. But look at putting the focus on the formula and doing that in the right order. That's what's going to cause a shift. And so with her, we really worked on foundation. And I won't go too much into detail, but the components of foundation that we look at are personal value, emotional intelligence, taking a look at balanced schedule, although I don't like that term so much. I prefer to say having a schedule that's not too far out of balance for too long, but you get the idea. And then that creates space for healthy habits and daily joy. So having that foundational component and having that strong foundation is the shift that we need and the focus that we need to go to first, rather than all these other diets that we just know don't work.
Well, see, Meg, I agree with you 100%. And that's why I always say diets don't work. Mm-hmm. And why would you want to do anything with the word die in it? We've changed the meaning. We've changed the meaning of diet. It used to be meaning nourish your body. Mm-hmm. But now it has a negative connotation. So I say, let's live it with food. Let's learn to live the right way, to eat the foods that nourish your body. Right. Otherwise, you're going to get into this mentality of, oh my God, another diet. And it's mm-hmm. all, it's such a negative. You turn off to it. Your first response is, I can't do it. So rather than think of it that way, it's a complete mindset change. And once you change your mindset, changing your lifestyle is so much easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you start with that internal structure, then it gives you the strength to make the decisions that are aligned with where you want to go. And just as you said, I mean, diet, there's a start and there's an end to it. Why do we want to start and an end to it? And on top of that, why would we think that if there's a start to and an end to it, that it's really going to last? It's not going to last.
Well, Meg, we could talk forever, it seems like. We agree on so many points, and I love your perspective. But I also know that you have an event coming up, and I'd love for you to speak on it.
Yes. So thank you so much. So we actually have the Professional Women's Weight and Wellness Symposium coming up. This is season two of this event because we had such a fantastic experience last time and got so much wonderful feedback. But really the focus is on transforming your body, prioritizing your health, and creating whole life success. And so it's very much geared towards professional women and female entrepreneurs. Although I will say if you are a busy woman who is looking to improve your health, you are still going to be able to pull strategies out of this and incorporate them into your life. But basically what it is it's an online event, and we're bringing together a group of women's health and wellness experts, including Angela.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Thrilled to have on. But these experts are coming together to really speak and teach successful yet incredibly busy professional women and female entrepreneurs how to start prioritizing their health and still balancing their career, because I know I've been in that world and it's not the easiest thing to do. We're also looking at how to start creating and confidently stepping into this body that we want by changing that internal structure and then changing the physical, or having the physical change as a byproduct of that. And then ultimately just looking at ways for women to create as much success in their personal lives as they already have in their careers. So that's really the focus of the event. And there's going to be 30 speakers. It's completely free. It starts September 12th. And you can sign up for it at weightandwellnessevent.com. And I think, Angela, you said
we're going to provide a link with the podcast. We'll have your contact information and a link to register.
Yes. And I will say that every interview is absolutely fantastic. This is the most exciting lineup of experts that we've had. And this is our sixth event. So we've come into contact with a lot of amazing people.
That's pretty incredible. That's great. Well, I want to thank you, Meg, for joining me today. And again, I want to encourage everyone to sign up for the Professional Women's Wellness Symposium, and we'll have that link with this podcast. We'll be able to click right through. And again, thank you. I really enjoy your inspiration and your spirit of providing women with the confidence they need to live the lives that they want.
Well, absolutely. Thank you.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us again on Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of Your Health Unbound. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.